Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
This is the Success in the New Retirement podcast with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton. It's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors, 480-680-6868. Now, let's get to the show. I was a young troubadour. Damon Roberts, we have the opportunity to go play in Nashville for a couple of days for CRS Country Radio Seminar. And what was the highlight for you? Got to see some great superstars, walk through history. Looking back, what did you appreciate?
You know, I'm not a starstruck person, you know, even if it's somebody that, you know, it's just not, but it was really cool just to appreciate the talent gathered there. We got to see some, you know, a few different kind of concerts where different labels would bring their artists and they'd sing a couple of things. But I think there's this old church kind of, I don't know, venue there. What's it called,
Mark?
The Ryman.
Yeah.
And sitting in there, and Keith Urban comes in, and I'd never seen him live. And just to realize the talent he has on his guitar and singing, and what a great performer he was, just the sound and everything was really cool. I think that for me was the highlight, to watch him perform. And hopefully later, you know, we'll have some sound bites from some questions that were able to be asked of him, you know, later in one of our radio shows or our podcast. You can listen for that. But I think that was probably the highlight for me.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got to talk to and meet and have pictures taken with some country superstars, some icons. But we also got to meet some of the up-and-coming stars of country music, including George Burns. You may have heard this song. I got my mind. Songwriter from Austin, Texas. He's been singing since the age of 14, and this was a recent top five hit. So while Damon Roberts, myself, we were all hanging out up in Nashville, Damon had the opportunity to sit down with George Burns and wanted you to hear a clip of that interview.
You've been a songwriter for a long period of time and written for some really talented people, and now finally are doing it yourself. Tell me a little bit about what that feels like, writing for someone else versus writing for yourself.
Well, I grew up in Austin, Texas, which is, you know, notoriously a music town, and I didn't realize how blessed I was until I left that town. But it was just such a an inspiring city to be in. You know, there's so much music around you all the time, and it's all different kinds of genres, and so it's kind of just in your blood from day one. And, you know, even in high school, we all had garage bands, and we go sit in each other's driveways and kind of root on the other guys and trade songs and trade stories. And the cool part about that culture was, you know, a lot of towns, you know, kids have bands and stuff, but they're cover bands, right? You're playing other people's songs. We grew up kind of just writing our own songs, and they were terrible songs, but you kind of taught you how to connect with people, and you're putting on shows and you polish them and you get better. And that was like a really special part of my childhood that I didn't realize was special until, you know, I got to see what the rest of the world looked like. And so songwriting was something that I was always passionate about because it's a connection, right? Like, songs make people feel something. They're soundtracks to your lives. They make you recall memories, like, in your own personal way. And so, you know, going out and playing live shows, even from a super young age, I was able to see, like, what was landing and what was connecting with people and what was, like, you know, helping me connect with somebody that I've never met before in the audience. And so that was always, like, an addiction for me. I loved the way that, like, songs could make you feel something. And so it was something I always chased. And when I moved to Nashville, you know, I started getting to go from writing songs by myself in my house in Texas to, like, getting to write with some of the biggest songwriters in the world. And I always felt like it was something that I was naturally good at, but I also got to come here and learn these tricks from all these incredible songwriters and, like, get better every day and, you know, go to just the school of hard knocks here, of, like, going from thinking I was a great songwriter back home to being a peanut here in Nashville and having to figure it out and get better every day. So I was super lucky to kind of get embraced by that community. And some of the bigger artists started believing in me and recording my songs and putting them on the radio. I would say, you know, the first guy to give me a big break was Clay Walker. Singled a couple songs that we wrote together. He's a fellow Texan, iconic voice from my childhood. And we had his first two top 40s in almost 10 years together at country radio, which was really cool. And so he was a believer in me. And then started getting to write with guys like Gary LaVox and Colt Ford. And it just kind of gave me a little bit of confidence of, like, hey, maybe I could do this. You know, maybe I do have stories to tell, or maybe people do, you know, want to hear what I have to say. And so I started just believing in myself a little bit more, and I started getting a little bit more confidence instead of, like, chasing what the, you know, current hit song sounded like, just being myself and telling my story and making music that I wanted to make. And I think country fans are so great at detecting what's authentic and what's fabricated. And it wasn't until I was authentically like myself as a songwriter and like putting out music that I believed in and music that meant something to me, that's when it started like connecting with my fans and really, really blowing up. And it was something that I was a little bit scared to do when I first moved to town because I wanted to like fit into that industry mold. But the last 2 years have been like the most gratifying in my life because I've kind of been unapologetically myself, and my music and my career have taken off in a way that they never have before because of it. So it's been pretty special.
What would you say is your favorite song you've written, and what's the story behind it?
My favorite song I've ever written actually just came out. It's called Cowboy Songs. I told you I grew up in Austin, Texas. There's no shortage of cowboys down there in Texas. And I just tried to capture that like smoky, dark, dusty Austin dive bar night feel. There's some tension, you know, there's a girl across the room that you're looking at that, and he's sitting at the bar, and it's just, it reminded me of a night in Austin, Texas. And so it feels like home whenever I play it, and I'm really, really excited to have it out in the world.
Well, that's fun to learn a little bit about you, and thanks for spending a little bit of time with me.
Thank
Appreciate
you
it.
So much.
Damon Roberts, nice job with country star George Burge. You know what I liked about him, too? I think we're getting away from a style of the painted-on jeans and the girl on the back of the tailgate and the fireball shot. We're kind of getting to more of that singer-songwriter era of country music. So, great job on that.
You know, he was a nice guy. We got to chat a little bit, and he may be coming here to the Valley next year to play in the Phoenix Open Pro-Am. I was telling him, you know, that our very own, you know, Mr. Deaton might be playing there again. But he said he loves golf, you know, loves the Phoenix area, actually, and is hoping that he might be able to come out and play. And he's a good guy, up-and-coming star that I think will be more of a household name in the future.
So if I'm reading between the lines there, there's an opportunity for the Open next year to see Matt Deaton playing in the game, George Burge actually performing, and then Damon Roberts will be the opening act for George Burge before.
Oh boy, I'll be there.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Damon and Matt? Check out successinthenewretirement.com. And while you're there, drop us an email with your questions.
Investment advisory services offered through Acute Investment Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through its affiliated company, Acute Wealth Advisors, LLC. Tax and or legal advice is not offered by either company or their affiliated companies. Consult with your tax and legal professionals for guidance on tax or legal matters. The information presented should not be viewed as personalized investment advice. All expressions of opinion are subject to change. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.